So great to be learning together. Sha'arei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. Now here we had an interesting question from a Svardic young man. You'll hear the happy puttering of my grandson in the background. This young man is studying to be a plumber, which is actually a very smart thing to do. Baruch Hashem, it's nice. Some nice parnasa that one can earn that way. He asked, well, what if he has to do plumbing work in a makom avodah zarah? We're assuming here that Natsrut is avodah zarah, and that's the way the poskim assume. Rav Avadya Yosef and Rav Moshe Feinstein assume this way. So we're gonna work with that. And So the question is: is it mutar for him to go into the build? He can go into the building, but can he go? Can he fix the plumbing there? So the question is: that lifnei iver lo titein mechshol, you're not allowed to help people violate the Torah. You're not supposed to, and it's asur for nochrim to violate avodah zarah. So here, by fixing the plumbing, you're facilitating others to serve avodah zarah. So, or so would seem. So, is that asur? Is it mutar? What does the halakha have to say about this? So, already with this, the beginning of the discussion is Mishnah avodah zarah in the first parak, which says that you're not supposed to be building with them a basilki, gardom, istadia, a stadium where they kill people like in ancient Rome. But you were allowed to build for them a makom avodah zarah, and at least the way the Rambam understands Mishnah. However, he giu l'kipash ma'bin ba avodah zarah asur livnot. Once you've gotten to the place, the part of the building where we're actually building avodah zarah itself, installing the actual avodah zarah, that would be asur. However, Maran Shulchan Aruch writes that straight out, this is in Yored De'ah, Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Si'if Bet, where it says straight over here, Ovo Bonehu L'chadchila HaTraklin O Chatzer Sheyesh Ba Ota Kipa. You could build the courtyard or the entry hall where they actually placed the avodah zarah itself. So it sounds from Maran Shulchan Aruch, who's following the Rambam, that one even can build the building of the makom, the building of a makom of avodah zarah, and it's not a kinesia. It's not considered to be lifnei iver lo titein mechshol, because this is, as Gemara explains, tashmish. Too indirectly connected to avodah zarah. It's only serving that which services the avodah zarah. So it's too indirect. You're servicing the service in the building, services is the place for the avodah zarah. That's a tashmish. You're tashmish. You're serving something which is serving the avodah zarah. So the connection is too indirect to the avodah zarah, therefore it'd be permitted. So it would seem offhand that one is permitted to do the plumbing, certainly according to Maran and Shulchan Aruch. And why? Because if you can build the building, so how much more so you can actually just fix the plumbing? So that seems straight out for a Sephardi would be mutar. What about an Ashkenazi? So if you look in the Taz, the major Perush to the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't he holy points out, look, that's the Sephardic tradition, Maran and Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, and Maran, Shulchan Aruch, and Rambam. But what about Tosvot already say that you're not allowed to build the building of avodah zarah. We do not permit the tash, even if it's tashmish to tashmish, even if it's indirect, it would be considered to be, it would be considered despite being indirectly connected to the avodah zarah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Yeradeya Chelek Aleph Siman Samachet writes that one should actually be posek. For Ashkenazim, you should say father should be machmir, like the Taz. The Taz says, look, we're so machmir about Avodah Zarah. Should be more machmir Avodah Zarah than you are by anything else. By any other Yitzurim, like Chameis, things have to be very, very strict about. And therefore, you have a question about Isur Doraita or not. Therefore, the proper thing is to be Machmir. So says the Taz, and so says Rav Moshe Feinstein. However, in that Tshuva, he actually permitted being an architect to draw up the plans to build a Makom Avodah Zarah, to build a Knesia. He believed that it was permissible. Why? Again, it's a similar idea that it is that's even much too indirect. In other words, one thing building the building, right? It's even a step further removed where you're just drawing up the plans, the architectural plans to the building. You could build a building without the architectural plans. I'm not sure if that's really holds true today. He wrote that many years ago. He wrote that in 1957. I don't know if that still holds true, but you know, I think the point is still there. It's just, it's one thing you can't actually build a building, but it's another thing just to facilitate, to help build a building. So too here with the plumbing. It should be mutar even to an Ashkenazi. So if you want to say it should be machmir like the Taz, still for Ashkenazi, it just seems the plumbing is just so far removed from the actual Avodah Zarah. It's just facilitating people going to the bathroom, not servicing the Avodah Zarah. And maybe someone's going to the building, I don't know, for administrative matters, not for the actual servicing of Avodah Zarah. So it would seem to me similar to Rav Moshe's tshuva to permit an architect to much too far removed from the Avodah Zarah. So too, I think we could say the same thing for building, for fixing the plumbing. So an Ashkenazi asked me the other day about whether it would be permissible to serve as to provide technical support to a Makom Avodah Zarah and their collection of tithes and their fundraising and their managing the affairs of the Knesia of the Makom Avodah Zarah. So it seemed to me also to fit into like what Ramosha Feinstein's saying here. It's so far removed. It's even further than Tashmish to Tashmish. It's one thing you can't build a building. Here, it's just so far removed. But nonetheless, what Ramosha writes, and echoing the Taz, that we have this inyan, the Gemara says, Harchek mina kiyur. You know, stay away, it's disgusting. Why would you want to be anywhere near this? It's terrible. Why would you want to be with that, anywhere near such a thing? And therefore, one could say, one should stay away from it. However, at a certain point, let's say if one is apprenticing to be a plumber and your plumbing school and part of the job is you, part of your apprenticeship, you have to go into a knesia. So then already that, since it's essentially mutar, then you could do it. You have to lose a job. You don't have to lose the apprenticeship. And create a serious financial loss for something that's technically speaking mutar. It's just if you can avoid it, you should avoid it. When a person be independent, be a stand on their own, and they can avoid it without causing ill will between Yisrael Amim. So then they should find a way out of it. But if their parnasah depends on it, or they're staying being eligible to stay in the program depends on it, it should actually be mutar. That's a halacha l'maaseh regarding a Sephardic and even Ashkenazi serving as a plumber or providing computer support for a Makom Avodah Zarah. Wishing everybody a week full of Bri'ut and Bracha.